This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A member of a World Health Organization team investigating the origin of COVID-19 says full access was granted in Wuhan, China. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
A member of the World Health Organization team that's in Wuhan, China, investigating the origins of COVID-19, tells the Associated Press the team was granted full access to all sites and personnel they requested.
I didn't expect to get that level of openness.
Peter Doshak, a disease ecology expert, says the team thoroughly inspected the seafood market that was linked to early COVID-19 case clusters.
We were in the toilets, in the air vents, looking down under the grids.
The WHO team plans to present a summary of findings before departing China next Wednesday. I'm Mike Gracia.
Coronavirus cases have dropped at U.S. nursing homes and other long-term care facilities over the past few weeks. The dip offers a glimmer of hope that health officials attribute to the start of vaccinations, an easing of the post-holiday surge, and better prevention, among other reasons. Statistics show that more than 153,000 residents of the country's nursing homes and assisted living centers have died from COVID-19, accounting for 36% of the U.S. pandemic death toll. Although experts say the vaccination rollout may be contributing to the drop in cases, other factors are likely playing a larger role, and they caution the threats are still looming, including new strains of the virus. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Friday that he backed Europe's centralized approach to buying COVID-19 vaccines and that it would have been wrong to take a nation-by-nation stance. Macron added that though the European Union faced vaccine production constraints, the situation would improve from April. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Following talks with Joseph Borrell, the EU's top diplomat in Moscow, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Friday that Russia considers the European Union to be an unreliable partner. Lavrov was commenting on the possibility of EU sanctions against Moscow over its treatment of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Lavrov said the question of possible sanctions was an internal matter for the EU, but said Russia had noticed how Brussels was increasingly behaving like the United States and imposing unilateral restrictions on countries. Borrell said that there is no formal proposal for new European Union sanctions on Russia after the jailing of the Kremlin critic, but EU foreign ministers and leaders will continue to discuss relations with Russia. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Friday condemned Russia's expulsion of German diplomats as a further step by Moscow away from the rule of law. Russia announced the expulsion of diplomats from Sweden, Germany, and Poland, accusing them of taking part in illegal protests last month against the jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Merkel also said Germany was prepared to continue sanctions on Russia, including against individuals, but said it was a diplomatic duty to keep open channels of communication with Europe's giant eastern neighbor. The upcoming impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump is more than an effort to convict the former president over inciting an insurrection. It is a chance for a public accounting in remembrance of the worst attack on the U.S. Capitol in 200 years. In the month since the January 6th siege by a pro-Trump mob trying to overturn the election, defenders of the former president say it's time to move on. With the trial set to begin Tuesday, many lawmakers have started recounting their personal experiences from that day. For many who were witnesses, onlookers, and survivors, some say that it's just not over. U.S. President Joe Biden says Donald Trump's erratic behavior should prevent him from receiving classified intelligence briefings, a courtesy that historically has been granted to outgoing presidents. Asked if, in an interview with CBS News Friday, what he feared if Trump continued to receive the briefings, Biden said he did not want to speculate out loud, but made it clear he did not want Trump to continue to receive the briefings. Whether to give a past president intelligence briefings is solely the current office holder's prerogative. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.